WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery.
What's his name?
Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, has been found guilty on all counts in the death of George Floyd. Floyd's family in Houston, as you just heard there, erupting in cheers and chants yesterday after the verdict read by Judge Peter Cahill.
We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
Chauvin, as you know by now, was seen in cell phone video streamed around the world with his knee dug into Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. Prosecutors said that knee killed Floyd. Chauvin has maintained his innocence. The defense is expected to appeal. Governor Phil Murphy late Tuesday responding to the Derek Chauvin verdict, his statement saying, in short, George Floyd should be alive today, and that his murder is a painful reminder that inequality has deep roots in American history. Murphy adding, we must be resolute in our fight for justice in the face of this trying moment. New Jersey PBA President Patrick Colligan, in a statement released via Twitter, says the murder of George Floyd ran counter to the deeds put forward by so many good men and women in law enforcement every single day. He had said at the time of the killing last year that Derek Chauvin's actions were contrary to police training in New Jersey. Days after calling up the National Guard fearing the worst, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota addressing his state after Derek Chauvin's conviction.
It's an important step towards justice for Minnesota. Trial's over, but here in Minnesota, I want to be very clear. We know our work just begins. This is the floor, not the ceiling of where we need to get to.
And we will have much more reaction from New Jersey and beyond coming up. New Jersey 101.5 News Time coming up on 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
All Jersey, all the time.
You guys keep me sane in an insane world.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:03. Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Delays on Route 206 in the Montgomery area north of Millstone River Road 533. It could be construction or something more. If you're on the Garden State Parkway, Jersey Turnpike, good early starts. No problems on 287. Hudson, Staten Island crossings are all quiet. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South, and we are pretty decent in South Jersey. Northbound 295, a little slow by exit 26, where we have that right lane road work that continues. Southbound New Jersey Turnpike at the Delaware Memorial Bridge and the toll plazas. Left lane is closed off for repairs. New Jersey Fast Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:04. Is the Chauvin verdict a panacea for systemic racism? Not by a long shot, says Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker, adding we must change the system, complacency, and our laws. Booker is a co-author of the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, the passage of which President Biden advocated for in his remarks on Tuesday. The attorney for George Floyd's family, Ben Crump, spoke in Minneapolis after the verdict, thanking Minnesota prosecutors and calling for the conclusion of this case to be a turning point for the fight against racism in the U.S.
We frame this moment for all of us, not just for George Floyd. This is a victory for those who champion humanity over inhumanity.
Now, interesting timing on this. There have been some complaints about policing in New Jersey after a viral video appears to show Perth Amboy police officers confiscating bicycles from a group of teens, using as their justification the need for the juveniles to have licenses for the bikes. One teen is seen being handcuffed. There are multiple videos from the scene. You can see them at NJ1015.com. New Jersey news made possible by Dell. Dell Technologies advisors listen to your small business needs so they can provide you with tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform. Call today at 877-ASK-DELL. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to NJ1015.com/podcasts. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:05. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's New Jersey forecast next.
You could win $10,000 on New Jersey 101.5. The Jersey Cash Codes Contest has even more chances to win.
Just what I needed.
Listen every hour, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the Jersey Cash Code Word. And enter it on our app. The more you enter, the more chances to win. Up to $10,000. Thanks to our sponsor, Open Road Mercedes-Benz of Bridgewater. Shop online at OpenRoadMercedesBenz.com. The $10,000 Jersey Cash Codes Contest. Weekdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:08. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
This morning is nice enough, but it's not going to stay that way today. We'll see increasing clouds this morning. Temperatures mainly in the 50s for now, and we'll top out in the mid-60s around lunchtime today. We'll really have to watch the sky this afternoon for a line of strong to severe thunderstorms sweeping across the entire state. Biggest concerns will be gusty winds, heavy rain, and frequent lightning. After the storms, temperatures take a big tumble with a brisk wind kicking up tonight. A freeze is likely away from the coast with lows in the lower to mid-30s. And tomorrow, the chilly breeze continues. We'll only make it to around 50 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Better on Friday, sunny and lower 60s. New Jersey weather made possible by the Ewing Diner. Start your day off right with a trip to Ewing Diner for delicious, hearty, all-American breakfast that'll keep you coming back. Crave an omelet? They offer over 60 variations made to order. Want something sweet? Their pancakes, French toast, and waffles are the best. Visit ewingdiner.com for more. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Neptune 56 degrees, Pompton Plains 47, Hamilton 55. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.